Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Saita Chaf Hey. We are holding three lines from the top of the Amud. Iboilu, here comes a question like this. Oiveras Aldas, a married woman who violates the basic tenets of Tznius. She deviates, she speaks to other men, she's involved in a non-Tznius fashion with other men, she goes outside with hair uncovered, etc. That is called Oiveras Aldas. She violates basic rules of Tznius, of marriage-related principles. In which case, the Mishnah in Meseches Ksubos tells us she is Yoytzei, Shelo B'Ksuba. She leaves the marriage without getting a ksuba. She loses her ksuba claims. Okay, she can't collect that money. She lost it because of her errant behavior. But the question is, do we first warn her? Is she deserving of hasra'ah? Or shall we say, well, these things are so well known that warning is not necessary. And once she deviates, he has a right to let go of her without paying her the ksuba. Yiboilu, Oiveras Aldas. Aisha, who's Oiver Aldas, Tzricha Hasra, Lafsid Ksubasa, in order to forfeit her ksuba, is she first deserving of a warning? Aina Tzricha, or perhaps a warning is not necessary. These things are so publicly known. These are basic elementary principles of a Yiddish woman, of marriage, in which case, there's no excuse, there's no need for a prior warning before taking away her ksuba rights. Minyan, shall we say, kivan da'iveres aldasi, since she's behaving this way, lo'i boya hasra is not necessary. Typically hasra, it comes to sort of verify whether, you know, it comes to make you aware. It comes to raise awareness. Here it's just basic elementary principles that she is violating. Well-known stuff. There's no need for hasra. Idilma tiboy hasra. Or perhaps you can say, you know, hasra is a required element. Although she's well aware of what she's doing, but perhaps, you know, a person stumbles, he falls. He needs a nudge to get back on track. Dihadraba, because if in fact she turns back, tihadraba, we want to give her that opportunity to come back. So, is it just one crack at it? Or do we say, no, give her a bit of a push, warn her, tell her what the consequences are, and hopefully this will encourage her to shape up. So which way is it? Averest Aldas requires Hasra'ah or not? Toshma. Now we're going to bring a string of proofs from our Mishnah. We're going to go down the list, all the cases we mentioned in the Mishnah in which the Isha will not drink, even if she got involved in, you know, kineh v'stira, there's no drinking, but she loses the ksuba. Because she's Iveras Hadas, by getting involved in this type of situation. Toshma, Arusa v'shemeras yavam, first case, an engaged woman, an isha, in the interim period, shemeras yavam, awaiting yibam. So even if there was a kineh v'stira, in the case of the Arusa, it was the chasan, in the case of the shemeras yavam, it was the yavam warning her, and she violated that warning. She went into seclusion with this man. She doesn't drink because she's not yet married. We learned this yesterday. But of course, ksuba she loses. Asks the Gemara, Mishta, Hudaloishasya. True, there's no drinking here. Hakinuye, Mekanilo. But apparently, she will have to undergo the kinoi vestira process. What's the point of kinoi? Why do we have to warn her? She's not drinking anyways. Lamai, what's the point of kinoi? Lav lav sidok ksubasa, apparently. In order to forfeit her ksuba. So is a raya. That an isha who goes into hiding, which is certainly a violation of das yehudis, she's a veris al das. We don't just take away the ksuba without prior warning. Amrabai loy lo isra alav. Perhaps, in terms of ksuba, she would lose it regardless of the kinoi. Even if there was no kinoi, she's mafsid ksuba. The reason why kinoi is applied in this case is in order to make her usher on this man, on the arus, on the yavam, So without kinei, there's no iser on the husband. That's the point of kinei. But for ksuba, if he wishes to let go of her, no hasra, no prior warning is required. Rav Papa, another teretz, why kinei is in place. So that eventually, when he does marry her, he can, later on, if there's another incident of kinei v'stira, he can say, look, if there's stira after marriage, so what happened was, she was engaged. He did kinei, without giving to drink, right? Even if there was stira, he can't give it to drink. But then he married her, and there was stira then with that same person that he warned her against. So now that she's married, tachas isho, she's under her husband's watch, drinking is applicable. He can do that, even though the kinui took place when? Way back when they were engaged. So that's the point of kinui. So that eventually he can use that kinui to be mashka her later. Because the sign, as we went to the brisa, that it works. Ein mekanan la rusa, lashkoisak she arusa. Kinui doesn't work by the arusa to give her the drink now. Aval mekanan la rusa, but we can do kinui to an arusa, lashkoisak she nesua, to eventually give her the drink when she goes into stira, when she's already married. Okay, so the question was, Avera Saldas needs hasrua? Yes or no? We thought we had a raya. Arusa v'shemeras yavam needs kinui. What's the point? If not to make her lose the ksuba. So you see that she needs hasrua. Abaya says, no, not to lose the ksuba, that's automatic. Without warning. The kinu is to make her usher on him. Rav Papa says, to enable a future drinking. Amar Rav, another raya, from the next part of the Mishnah, Toshma. Almana l'kayin gadol. Right? Almana married to l'kayin gadol, grusha of a chalutza tell l'kayin hediyot, or mamzeres and sinu l'yisrael, bas yisrael, l'mamzer and nasin, all these marriages where there's an iser of lav, and there was kinei v'stira, what's the halacha? Lo yishoysois. We're learning that there's no drinking. Why? We had this yesterday. Rashi brought a sifri. Shtia is only applied when it's a isha haroi l'kaiman, it's appropriate marriage, as opposed to when there's an iser involved. Mishta de lo yishasya, of course, there's no drinking. Ha kinui mekanelo, but apparently kinui, she does undergo. What's the point? What's the purpose? Ulamai, ilo asr on alav. Here we can't say the kinui is to make her asr on him. She's already asr. Apparently the kinui here is to accomplish a forfeiture of the ksuba. So we have a right that a veras aldas needs hasra to lose the ksuba. That's not the point of kinui. We know that a soita, just like she can't go back to her husband before verifying, even if her husband divorces her, she can't go live with that suspect, with the boyo. This not as we learned in the Mishnah. Kashem shasura labal, just like she becomes asur to her own husband until she drinks. Kachasura labal, likewise to the other fellow. So that's the point of kinu in our Mishnah. Even if there's no shtia, but the kinu does accomplish something. It renders her a full-fledged saita. Right? So the isha that had kinu v'stira is asur to the boil as well. That's the point. Amar chanin masura, arrive from the last case of the Mishnah. Toshma. The following cases, Bezin steps in and does the kinui instead of the husband. Husband is not around, he's not capable. Mishin is charish bala, husband became deaf mute, or in yeshtata deranged, or yechavish beis asur, locked in prison, unable to do kinui v'stira. So Bezin steps in, v'loy lashkoysa amru. Point is not to give it to drink, that's something only a husband can do. Elo lepoislam ksubas, or rather the point is to make her lose the ksuba shmamina, we have a clear right, our shayla. Boy Astro Shmamina, the raya that a veras aldas needs Astro to lose the ksuba. It's a clear raya. That was shayla. Because what other purpose is there for this kinu, if not for lafsid ksubas? And the Mishnah says clearly says, it's not lashkoy, so elo lafsid ksubas. Elo paisim ksubas. It's a clear Mishnah. That to lose ksuba, you first need to be warned. Now, this was Rav Chanina Masura's raya. Question. Vikulu, what about the other Amaraim? Until now, my timely Amri Miha, why didn't they bring this raya? Because they held Dilma, perhaps, Shani Hassan. There it's different. The less aims of the Baal Klal. She has no fear. No fear of her husband at all. He's totally not on the program. He's a Chayre. She's a Beis Asurim. So there, you know, the situation can perhaps lead to the Isha deviating, etc. So we can't really hold it against her unless we warn her beforehand. That's why the Bezna has to warn. And that's why only if she's warned, she loses the ksuba. But typically, in a typical standard healthy marriage situation, an Isha who deviates from the proper path in the presence of her husband, when her husband is part of the program, he is on the scene. That's really a gross deviation. That's really, as she calls it, a priestess yisera, which for which there's no excuse. You don't need to warn her. She's cognizant. She's aware. And therefore, she would lose the ksuba perhaps without prior warnings. That's why they felt it wasn't a riot from this case, because this case is an exception. Husband's not around. Therefore, added, you know, warning is needed to make her cognizant. The bottom line is, Vera Shaila, Iveras Aldas, loses Ksuba. Is Hasra required or not? Avaraya, that Hasra is required. Iboilu, here comes the next question. Iveras Aldas, Anisha who spends time with other men, she's not acting in a tznias fashion. Veratza Baal Lekaim. The husband says, look, you know, I'll overlook it. I'll look the other way. I'm okay with it. Mekaimu? Does he have that right to stay married to her? Or perhaps he must divorce her. Shall we say, take a look at the Chumash. Torah says, the husband has a right to choose, to decide whether he's particular about her behavior, whether he wants to do kinoy, whether he's going to step in and challenge her. But in this case, he is not too makpid. He's not caring about it, and therefore, we can't force him to have a higher standard. That's what he is, so just leave it. Oidimo, perhaps, it's not up to him. Given the kapit, since typically a person is particular, it's the way of the world that a husband is concerned about his wife's behavior, kapit. So that's something that is considered a kpeda for him as well, meaning basically you have no choice in the matter. The Torah sets the standards, and if she's not conforming, you're not allowed to live with her. Tashma, we're going to have a riot. Ve'elu she'bezdin mekana lahen. In the following cases, bezdin does the kinoy, right? Mishnah is charesh bala, anishtata, oyisha yuchav v'shasurim. That's the Mishnah. Question. If it's up to him, ve'amras rotza bala kaima. If it is true that if the husband wants to keep her, Mekaimah, he has a choice to do so. Avdi bezin midi, who bezin step in and do something that can be reversed? The dumalay nichale labal is something that the husband doesn't really want. Dumalay nichale labal? Rashi says the crux of the question here is, it seems like bezin is not really doing it, you know, by their own authority. It's like a shlichus. Like they consider his representatives, like an emissary. And we know that a person can only act on behalf of somebody else if it's truly to their benefit. Zochen la'odam shalei b'fanav. But if it's something that perhaps can be to his detriment, can harm him, you can't do that for him. Ein chaven la'odam shalei b'fanav. Now, if this is something that the husband has to decide about. It's his prerogative. So why would we do it on his behalf? Perhaps it's something he doesn't want. We have no right to do this. And says the Gemara, we don't have to be concerned that he will disagree with us. Stama de Milsa, it's assumed, given the Veras Aldasi, since she's behaving in this way, Meinach Nichle, the husband's fully on board. He wants to set things straight, and therefore when we do the kinyan on his behalf, we have a right to do so. Now, assuming Rashi and Tesis both explained that the next child of the Gemara is based on an assumption that, yes, it's up to the husband. Iboilu. Now comes the next question. Baal Shemochel HaKinuyeh. Let's say he did step up and make the kinuy. Right? He stepped in and protested. And then he says, you know what? I have a change of heart. I'm going to give up. I'm going to be meichel the kinu. Mutalach, mutalach. Kinu yimachel. Shall we say the kinu gets canceled? Oy eni machel, or too late. Once you made the kinu, you started the process. It's sort of out of your hands, Mr. Husband. Miyam linen, shall we say, bikinu debal tol rachmona. The Torah depends on the husband. It's up to him. Ubal ha-machel el kinuyu. Fact is, he gave up the kinu. Oy deu ma'or. Given the current lay mikana, once he established the kinoi, he activated the process of soita lematzu machle. It's totally out of his hands. He can no longer rescind and retract that kinoi to Hashma. We're going to have a raya from that same Mishnah. The following case is Bezin does it. Right, those three cases. That's the Mishnah. Navi amrus baal shem machel al kinuyoi kinuyoi machel. If you'll tell me that the husband can always rescind his kinuyoi, avdinon midi, should Bezin step in and do something that can be rescinded by the husband, that undoes their whole authority? Avdinon midi the osi baal machel. Shall we do something that the husband can just walk over and remove? And she says it creates zilzal of the Bezin. It undermines their whole authority. We don't have to worry about it, says the Gemara. Stam and the Mosa, it's an assumed assumption. Adam mask madas Bezin, the person goes along with the Bezin, and we're not choishish that will come and cancel it. Toshma, we're going to bring another raya. Umois from Leishnei Tamid HaChamim. We had a Mishnah the other day that after Kini and Stira, she's now usher to him. So he's taking her up to Yerushalayim. The Bezin gives him an escort to Tamid HaChamim to go along with them. Shema Yava Yaleh Baderach, to prevent any interaction between the husband and the wife. Now, if in fact it's the husband's prerogative to give up the kinoi, to cancel the kinoi, why are we so worried and send along escorts? He can just snap his finger and cancel the whole process. Let him just cancel the kinoi. We'll live and get involved with her as married. So it defeats the whole purpose. What's the point of bringing Tamid Chacham along if he wants to get involved with her? You can just do it at a snap of a finger. Answers the Gemara. That's exactly why Maishnah Tamid Chacham. It's exactly why. Why do we have Tamid Chacham? Why not a layman? The Gemara, because they're learned. They're well versed in the halachas, and they'll know how to advise him. They're not trying to hold him back. The Ibay Lemiva, if they see that he's about to approach her, Amrilei, they'll warn him. 1 second. First, you have to take away the kinui. Achle the kinui, be meichel the kinui, ubala, and then approach her. That's the point of having Tamid Chachamim. But of course, perhaps theoretically, he can be Meichel de Kinei. To Hashma, here comes another raya, that in fact he could be Meichel. It's totally his, it's totally personal. Tamar of Yashi, Shleish Advarim, the following three halachis, Sachli Zeira, Zeira presented to me, he was Me'anchi Yerushalayim, so Zeira, a person from Yerushalayim, taught me the following three things, all on the same topic. Baal shemachal al kinuyu kinuyu machal. Yeah, a husband can retract his kinuy. Vizaki in Mamri, that rebellious sage. Shiratsu bezn lumchalay moichen leif. Bezn wants to forgive their honor and let him go. They can do so. Umben seiremer, a straying son. Shiratsu avavim lumchalay. If parents want to forgive him for what he did, moichen leif, they can do that. So basically, all these things are personal and they can be rescinded by the party in charge. So Rabbi Yashar continues and he says, when I came to my colleagues in the south, I presented them these three things. On two they agreed, the kinui of the Baal, the Ben Soder and Meir, but on the Valzokin Mamri, they didn't agree that the Bezin can forgive the Zokin Mamri, who challenges the Bezin, who negates the authority of the Bezin. Why can't they forgive? Because we have to keep the structure of Torah intact. Shalla yirbu machlekes bistral, to preempt any discord in Kal Yisrael, which is such an important concept and has to be maintained at all costs. They can't just forgive this fellow rebelled, he rejected, he has to do due course. Bottom line is, with regards to Saita, we see that he could be Meichel Shmamino, Baal Shemachel, Kinuy, Kinuy, Meichel Shmamino. Okay? So far we had three discussions. Averes al das needs hasra'a? Yes. Can a husband decide whether or not he's particular about his wife's behavior? We left it as a question. And even if he is in the driver's seat, once he makes the kinyan, can he take that back? The answer is yes. But now comes another question. Where are we holding? Pligibor of Achav Ravina. There was a machlekes between these two amirim. Chadamar, one explains. True. He could be meichel on his kinyan, but only kaidem stira machl. If it's still before the stira, the seclusion, yes, he can take it away. La'acha stira, but once she went into seclusion, now she's usher on him. The process is already too far developed. Einoi machl, he can no longer take away the kinyan. Mechadamar, the other one held, no. It's totally his. It's totally personal. La'acha stira, nami machl. Even after stira, the husband can just cancel his kinyan and make it mutter. Mestavra. And it seems that the second approach, the first approach, I mean, is the correct approach, that after stira, it's too late. What's the right? Let's go back to that discussion where the husband is on his way to Yerushalayim. And the Rabbanon hold, we need escorts, we need to avoid any situation of the husband and wife going into a yichud situation because he's not to be trusted. Rabbi Yossi says, no problem, we don't need to worry. He is believed, he is trusted not to approach his wife on the way to Yerushalayim. Now, Midikol Mahadri, Rabbanon Rabbi Yossi. Let's take a closer look at the discussion between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi and how the Rabbanon responded to Rabbi Yossi. The Sani Rabbi Yossi, Balan Emanoleo, Mikal V'chomer, I maintain that husband is to be trusted, to behave properly. It's based on a Kal V'chomer. Oma Nida, Shiba Karis. Even a Nida, which is a more severe Isser, it's Karis. Balan Emanoleo, husband is always believed to be in the same home as his wife, no concern there. Soita Shiba Lav, certainly this Isha Soita, where it's only a Lav for him to interact with her, it's a less severe Isser. Of course he's to be trusted. Like Koshkin, of course he's trusted. Amar Loi, Rabbanon respond like this. Perhaps not. Loi. Im amrus benida shekin yesh laheter, perhaps nida has an advantage because it's just a short-lived iser. So he knows the heter is coming; he's not so tempted. Toma besoita as opposed to the soita where it could be forever. Shein laheter, and therefore we're more concerned by the soita. Question: Vi amrus la'achastira machlo. Now let's go back to our question. If you're going to tell me that the husband could be mechali kinoi even at the point of post stira on the way to Yerushalayim. Why did the Rabbanan say Soita is an always, permanent Isser? Why is it permanent? Snap of a finger, it's Mutter. Mishkachas l'yesh l'heter, he has a potential heter right then and there. The boy, if he wants, if he really is so desperate, machil l'kinuyeh, you can just remove the kinuyeh of a bottle and get involved with her. Helosh ma'minah, it would seem that it's a clear right from here, l'achas tira and imachosh ma'minah, that after tira is too far gone, it's out of his hands, mechila doesn't work, shma'minah. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. So let's say there was a kinyan v'stira, husband passed away before he got a chance to give her the water. Does she still get the ksuba or not? Beishamah say yes, Beishil will say no. But my kamiflagi, what's the point of the machlekes here? What are these svaris? Beishamah sabri shtar oimed ligoveis kigovei domi. Beishamah hold that the isha who has the shtar ksuba is a muhsar. It's as though she is holding on to the possessions, their properties. It's like it's in her hands. So now when the Yerushim are challenging her, they have to prove that she sinned. And since it's an unknown, we haven't yet verified what happened. There was Kinyan, there was Stira, but we don't know exactly what happened. So unless they can prove that she is not good, that she's not okay, she can hold on to the money, she gets the ksuba. So Beishamah hold of this idea of Shtar O'Imed Li Gobeis, a document which is collectible, gives you that added advantage. It's as though you're in possession. Ubi Sil Savri, no. True, she has a claim, she has a shtar ksuba, but it doesn't go that far. It's not like she's holding on to the properties. Ubi Sil Savri Shtaro Imus Ligobis Lav Kigobi Dami. It's not as though it's collected. She's actually claiming from them. They're holding on to the assets. They have the money. She's trying to be moitzi from them. And we know that Hamoitzi Mechaveroi, the one who wants to extract, he has to prove his case. So she has to prove that she's innocent, that she was tar. Otherwise, she can't collect the ksuba. So we had another discussion in the Mishnah regarding a fellow who's meant to marry an Isha to have children, and he married an Isha who's not capable of bearing children. You have three cases in the Mishnah. You have an Ilanus, an Isha who's severely hormonally imbalanced. That's a certain type of person that can't have kids. And we have the akara, an isha who went through some sort of procedure which prevents her from bearing children. So technically, theoretically, she's able to have children. She's of the type to have children, but personally she can't. Uzakein, an isha who's already beyond the age of childbearing. So again, she's a type of person that can have children, but technically she can't. So in all these, we say that according to Tanakama, there's no drinking here because the pasuk speaks about an isha who can, who's supposed to stay on with him. She's supposed to be a proper wife, and he's not supposed to be marrying an isha who can't bear him children. According to Rabbi Elazar, we treat these women like anybody else because, true, they can't have children. Let her marry somebody else together with him. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Ravu, Machlekes, this whole discussion, meaning Rabbi Elazar's shita, that even these nashim are considered like anybody else. Machlekes ba'akara v'skena. It's only by the akara, the baron, and the older woman. Aval Islandis, but the Islandis who's severely hormonally imbalanced, so she's a certain type, a certain category of an isha. Even Akol all agree, even Rabbi Elazar would agree, she can't drink, and therefore she just leaves without the ksuba. Shenemar, v'niksa, v'nizra zara. Pasuk says that if in fact she is discovered to be tzohar, v'niksa, v'nizra zara, she'll be zeicha to kids, etc. Needs to be an isha who has that potential. Yatzazu, as opposed to an islandess who by her very nature she'ein darka elazria. From the moment of birth, she can't. She's not capable. She's not in that category of women who can give birth. And therefore, even Rabbi Elazar would agree that she's not part of the formula, she's not part of the process, and she will not drink. Meisfei, we're going to have a kash on this, and Bezer Hashem, we'll see that in tomorrow's shiur. Okay, so in conclusion, we have three shailas. First shaila was an isha who deviates from the basic laws of tznius, everes al das. Is hasra'a required to make her lose the ksuba? The answer is no. Next question, is it the husband's prerogative to step in and do kinoy, or can he just, or is it not up to him? It's something which the Torah mandates, and we weren't sure about that. But even if it is up to him, next question is, if he does the kinoy, can he cancel that kinoy? Now, we had a machlokes regarding after, it's already after stira, can he cancel it? And we came out with a raya that then it's certainly too late. The question was, what happens after kinoy? We had a raya that, in fact, yes, the husband can cancel that kinoy, and it would seem from Rashi and Tosfos that since question number 3 was based on question number 2, that once we see that he can cancel the kinoy, apparently the whole process is up to him. It's his prerogative. And if he decides just to look away, then we can't force him to do anything. That would seem to be the conclusion here. We discussed Machlokes b'Sham b'Silul, who's the Muchzak and the Ksuba. We had a Chiddush that even according to Rabbi Elazar, an islandess cannot conform to the process of Shtiyah, and therefore, Eina Shoysa, Be'ina Netelas Ksuba. Hatzlach Rabbah to you, all the best, and Psuros Toves.